Officials are keeping a close eye on a volcano near Anchorage for chance of eruption. According to the Alaska Volcano Observatory, Mount Spur, located about 80 miles west of the city, has shown signs of heightened activity. This has promoted the elevation of the alert level to watch, which increases the potential for an eruption. David Schneider is a research geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey Alaska Volcano Observatory.
We increased our alert level back in October of last year, increasing the aviation color code as well as the volcano alert level to yellow for aviation and advisory for ground hazards.
The advisory comes after increased seismic activity and minor ash emissions observed over the past few months. Schneider says when it comes to a possible eruption, there is no way to tell at the moment.
And I hate to say this, the volcano is either going to erupt or it's not. There's no escalating trend where the volcano is presenting like, you know, this could go on and it could die away and no eruption. So we're kind of in that stage right now of just sort of like watching and seeing what the volcano is going to do.
Mount Spur last erupted in 1992, sending ash as high as 65,000 feet and causing disruptions to air travel and local communities. As far as what to do in the near future, Schneider says the focus is on preparedness.
Right now, I would say that we're in the preparedness stage, which is a good place for people to be, both as scientists and an observatory, to reaching out to emergency managers, segments of the economy that might be impacted, like the airport, and just make sure we're all on the same page. There's time for that, and this is what we're doing right now.
When all is said and done, Schneider wants to remind the public that a possible volcanic eruption is just another natural hazard to be prepared for in Alaska.
Living in Alaska, we should all have some basic level of preparedness for natural hazards. We have windstorms that knock out power for days at a time. We have earthquakes that can happen. So we're kind of used to that level of preparedness. So for volcanic ash, it's really not a whole lot different than sort of being ready for any other natural hazard that you could face.
Updates and safety information are being listed on AVO's website. I'm Jill Freitas.